Welcome to the Writer's Well podcast, conversations about writing from craft to wellness with Rachel Herron and Jay Thorne. Hello, Rachel.
Hello, Jay.
We have been laughing for a week about drawing on the right side of the brain.
Without stopping, we're still giggling about it.
We're still giggling about it.
For us, it's only been 2 minutes. So we're doing a back-to-back episode. So where am I next week? Oh, I am at the Story Shop Summit conference next week
in Austin.
I'm very excited to go to Austin to look around and see things. And so we don't have comments or new Patreon pledges, but because I mentioned Austin and because I mentioned to you in the past that Lala and I had been talking about moving there possibly, which is why I was excited to go and look around.
Yes.
Shall I update you on what we're doing now?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
We don't know. We don't know. We were.
You guys keep going back and forth, back and
forth.
We're
like, we're gonna stay forever. I know we could get a cheaper house, and then so this weekend it's been the weekend before that it was Vallejo.
I thought it was northern, yeah, north of you at first, right?
And now it's Portland.
Ah.
And then yesterday Lala was talking to her dad, and she said, "You know, I'm thinking about looking in Portland area," and he said, "Well, why don't you just like take over the house here?" And he has this incredibly big, gorgeous house on Harrison Boulevard in Boise, which is like the street. This is the double line, tree lined, gorgeous street. And I don't know how it would work or if it would work, but suddenly there's this like possibility that we might go to back to her hometown of Boise.
Wow.
What would it?
Well, where would her dad go?
Well, he wants to buy a smaller space. The house is like a 4 or 5 bedroom, and he's 80 years old. And is in like wants to buy a condo or something like that. And he said, well, you know, you could have the house, Lala, and then your brother could get everything else when I kick the bucket. And I just don't know. Like,
yeah,
you know, 24 hours ago, we were here forever. And then now we're like, should we move to Boise? But I mean, like, how would you feel to move into the home where you attended high school? Because I would throw up and die. Like, I can imagine almost nothing worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Because where you grow up is where you grow up to you, regardless of where it is. Like,
yeah.
Some people might think like, oh yeah, well, Portland's awesome. Yeah. But if you grew up in Portland and you grew up in that house, then that's the house you grew up in. It doesn't matter if it's in Portland or not.
That's my thing. And like Lala seems like, you know, that might be really cool. And I'm like, but this is the house you were a gay teenager in a conservative city and state. Like, doesn't that feel terrible? She's like, man, I can handle it. I can't. I was a miserable 15-year-old. I would never want to go back into my bedroom.
I think about even beyond the house itself, I just think of like the neighborhood and like, am I going to be going to the public library I went to as a teenager and like the grocery store and
yeah. That's the thing about it though. It is like the best neighborhood, you know, walking distance to Hyde Park and the best coffee shops and great dining, which is exactly everything we haven't had for 15 years.
Yeah. And it'd be great for you.
It would be great for me, but also like, you know, her dad would be around and he would want to park one of his Corvettes in the garage. And I told Lala, I said, you better tell him he needs to call before coming over, because I like to be naked in the house. And and Lala's like, well, I think that would only happen once. No, but I don't know. I don't know what we're doing. So like today my life is turned upside down, but next week I'll probably tell you we're in Oakland forever.
Well, I wonder too, if you could test it out. Like, could you guys go and live there temporarily and sublet your place?
That's the thing about going there is we could rent out our house and live in Boise. If we moved to Portland, we got to sell the house to move to Portland.
Oh, gotcha.
But that's what we'd want to do. But I don't know. Anything majorly turned upside down in your life recently?
Not recently. I mean, although... We're on the precipice because my son is getting ready to start applying to colleges and my daughter is applying to boarding school.
Oh my God.
And so if my daughter gets into a boarding school and we get enough financial aid for her to go, then that means we're probably only going to have one more year here until my son graduates from high school. And then we're going to move to wherever my daughter ends up going to school. And that could be anywhere from California to Massachusetts. There's like, she applied like 6 or 7 schools all across the country.
How does that feel to know that you don't know where you're going next?
It's a bit unsettling, but one of the things I've gotten really, what I've really improved upon is my control freakery. I think 10 years ago, I couldn't have handled it. And now I'm just like, just see where it goes. Like, you know, just see where it rolls out.
I have to agree with you because I'm a control freaker of the utmost. And this is not freaking me out too much. It's just like, good. Wow, super exciting to think about.
Yeah.
No idea how we're going to make these decisions.
Yeah. I think you can get paralyzed by that anxiety, or you can just embrace it as a temporary excitement. Like, one way or another, you're going to know. And so why not just enjoy this little craziness right now and look at it as a fun possibility?
Exactly. Oh, we're growing at the same rate. So great. Let's end up in the same place. That would be.
You never know. Amazing. You never know. Wouldn't that be cool?
Pittsburgh very seriously for a while there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, that's where I grew up, though. So I don't know if I would end up there.
All right. You have a question for me.
I do have a question for you. It's a bit of a variation on one we've asked before.
Excellent.
But I think it's going to be fun. So here it is. What is your morning routine on the weekend?
Oh, I love that you ask this, because it has been reconfirmed to me. I don't remember if I mentioned this on my podcast or on our podcast, but I am trying to get this book done in the next like 6 weeks. It's the first draft of the next thriller. And I had decided at the beginning of the year that I wanted to start writing every day. And so I did the math. And the very first weekend that I tried to do it, did we talk about this on the show?
I don't think so.
The very first weekend that I tried to do it, I absolutely failed. I just don't think, as a full-time writer, I am a person who can write on the weekends. Every single thing in me rejects the idea. I was going to get up. I was going to do some yoga. I was going to do, you know, awesome things. And I was going to sit down and merely write 1500 words, which is just like a walk in the park, right? 1500 words, you're done, and you turn around and you're done. I'm a fast writer. Not everybody feels that way, but I do. And for 2 days, I beat myself up for not doing the work. And then on Monday, that Monday, I realized, oh, you know what? You're just not going to do it. You just rejigger your goals. And so now I have a higher goal, not writing on the weekends. My morning routine on the weekends is awesome.
It's so grinning from ear to ear.
It's the best. Why would I fuck with this? What it is I stay, well, usually I get up at like 5 or 5:30 and let the dog out, because she's the one dog is older now, not the dead one, the other old one. Let her out, go back to bed, and there's something super wonderful about like getting up, feeling the cold air, knowing that I could just like crawl back into the warm den of our bedroom. You know, we got dogs and breath, and it's all, you know, it's your own smell. Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Walk into the bedroom. It's a den. It's a den. It's a pack of mammals sleeping together. And then I crawl back in, and then I try to sleep for as long as possible. And usually that's about till 8 or 8:30. But last weekend, before I went under sheet, the last weekend I was home, I slept till 10:30 one
morning.
Wow. And then I usually get up, eat breakfast. I don't do yoga. I don't usually meditate on the weekends, because apparently I just like to have all bets off on the weekend. And then I do what I feel like. I read, I might do some email, but that's about it. But that's Saturday. Sundays are very much the same, unless it is every other Sunday and Lala plays Dungeons and Dragons from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. So she gets up. There's this 4-hour window where she's playing Dungeons and Dragons. And this is the part that I'm grinning about the most, is I spend those 4 hours generally in bed with whatever book I'm reading. And I, for some reason, her playing a game for 4 hours gives me 100% license to play and just lie in bed and read for 4 hours. So that's what I do. It's the most gorgeous thing. Sometimes I kind of drift in and out of a nap. I bring snacks into the bed. It's just so decadent and wonderful. And then we get up and do errands or, you know, after she's done playing. But that is my awfully hedonistic, no kids having double income, no kids in, you know, suburbia, or we don't live in suburbia, in the city. That's what I do.
Love
it's
it.
Terrible. It's so good.
Yeah.
And it's really, I've just finally realized, and the reason I'm excited about it is I'm finally realized that I've always felt some shame about that. And I don't anymore. That's just my process. Shouldn't. I need a couple of hedonistic mornings in order to land back at the page on a Monday and be raring to go. And that's what gives me energy and juice. I have a feeling that your morning routine is way more stoic than mine.
Nah, I don't know. Not necessarily. I think I felt like for the first year or so, I felt like a weekend, like I had to maintain that because like that's just how people worked. Even though when you're self-employed, a weekend is kind of meaningless. Like
it's totally arbitrary,
right? You could make Thursday, Friday your weekend, or you could not have a weekend. Like the problem is most of the other people around you are still functioning on a weekend cycle.
Yes.
So whether that's a wife, a husband, a significant other, kids, pets, neighbors, friends, most everyone else still has a weekend. So I decided like, okay, instead of fighting it, like maybe when we're empty nesters and Joy is either working with me or doesn't have to work, then we can define whatever, like we can redefine weekend. But for now, like for the sake of kids outings and events and family get togethers and stuff, I was like, okay, I'm still going to honor Saturday and Sunday as a weekend. And what I've decided to do is, and I've done this for a while, I don't work out at all on the weekend. So I work out 5 days a week. I do not work out on Saturday and Sunday. And I think for me, like some people say, well, you should never miss 2 days in a row, but I kind of feel like the 5-2, 5-2 totally works. By Friday, I'm kind of tired at the gym. By Monday, I'm feeling energized and like back to it. So that 2 day break physically is great, especially as you get older. I think that there's nothing wrong with having a few rest days in there. I do still meditate. Now I used to do on Sundays, I used to do like an hour and a half sitting. And instead now I just do the same 30 minutes that I do every day. So I will get up.
An hour and a half on your own is a long
time. It is a long time. Yeah. And I would do that once a week.
That's great.
Yeah. Now the other thing with my weekend is Friday is my fast day. So I eat breakfast, a big breakfast on Friday morning, and I don't eat again until Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So Saturday morning I get up, and I, you know, I have my glass of water. I do my meditating. I read a little bit. And by that time I'm ready to break fast. And that is the most luscious meal you can ever have. Like I'm sure people who fast for longer would disagree, but on a 24-hour fast, that first meal is like the best food you will ever taste.
That is something I got at the retreat too, is like when you are mindfully paying attention to your food.
Yes.
Like nothing tastes better than a meal that you're eating one bite and you put down your spoon and you think about it and you're not doing anything else. Yep. So what do you usually eat on that Saturday morning?
I make a 3-egg omelet with spinach, chicken sausage, some fresh fruit, some almonds, some vegetable juice. And I kind of like, I eat till I'm full because it's all like fresh stuff or green stuff and I'm breaking fast. And so that, like, my whole Saturday starts off on like a high because I've feel deprived until I break fast on Saturday morning. And then the rest of the day, I'm like, oh, I ate. Like, this feels so good. Yeah. And like during the day, there's a mix of things. Like sometimes I'll read for hours. Sometimes I'll do a little bit of work. I don't force myself to write on the weekend. I never have.
I'll do some writing sometimes on the weekend that's more like marketing. If I feel moved, like, oh, I have an idea for a writer's email. I'll go do that. If it's something that seems fun to me.
Right.
But it's not a task.
Right. Now, I do have my mastermind group meets at 1 p.m. on Saturday. So I do kind of prepare for that. And that's, it's only an hour and that's a lot of fun. And I look forward to that. And so that's the only sort of quote unquote work that I must do on the weekend. But like you, everything else is kind of elective. If the rest of the family is like engaged and are busy with other stuff, then I might go to a coffee shop with my laptop and just kind of sit there and plink away or look up story, you know, think of story ideas and jot them down. Like it's just really kind of loose. But it's the morning is a nice break for me because my morning during the week does have the workout, which involves me leaving the house. Mm-hmm. So not having that on Saturday and Sunday feels like a nice break, but yet I'm happy to get back to it on Monday morning.
I think I want to point out from what we're both saying is that we are both talking about taking breaks from what we normally do.
Yes.
And there'll be a lot of people listening who work their day job Monday through Friday. And the weekend is for breaking that pattern. And that may be when like your delicious hedonistic dive into on weekends is the 2 hours that you can scour out and leave the kids with the spouse and go to the coffee shop and be completely alone at the coffee shop and do your writing. But I think that's maybe what is important.
Yeah, that's
a difference.
It is. And that was the function for me when I had the day job. I worked 7 days a week. But those 2 days a week that I worked on the weekend on my writing stuff was a break from what I did 5 days a week.
And that never felt like back then, like I worked ridiculously. We all did. But I didn't go around groaning about it. Like right. I loved it. I loved getting that break into that time. So interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
I thought your weekend morning routine might be a little different than your regular one. That's why I thought I would like to know about that.
The one thing I regret is that I would really love to have better sleep hygiene in that I would get up at the same time every day. But on Mondays, I generally get up at 5:30 to go to a meeting. On Tuesdays, I get up at 4:30 to do my morning write-in with people from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. And, you know, on Wednesdays, I like to sleep until 7. So there's a lot of movement. And on the weekend, I get up at 10 apparently sometimes. So there's a lot of movement, and I know that's not the best for your body.
Yeah.
But
you make the best of what you can.
Exactly. And I don't want to get up at 4:30 every day to make that work.
Yeah.
To make that perfect. So screw that. I know that I won't do it. I know that I will not do it on the weekends. Yep. So excellent question.
Well, thanks. Good response. Yay. That was fun.
It was fun. That made me feeling like I almost had a nap and a book read.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we record on a Monday, so now you got to wait the maximum number of days to get to your weekend again.
This is, and literally, I'm working all day, and I have a thing to do all night tonight. So, yeah. So, thank you for my little imaginary break.
You are quite welcome.
All right, my friend. Listeners, come over to thewriterswell.org and leave us a comment if you can. Hopefully, it's fixed.
Yep. And, yeah. Answer, what is your morning routine on the weekend? You can leave us a comment there and we'll check it out.
Whatever your weekend is. For 17 years, I had a weekend that was like Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday. So yeah. Excellent.
All right.
Okay, my friend. Happy writing to you. Have a good week.
Yep. Same to you. Bye.
Bye.